Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Transmitting to you live from the United States of America. Se trata de Diane Lenning transmitiendo en vivo desde los Estados Unidos de America. Espectáculo de esta noche es en Juan. Welcome. Hello, how are you? We're so glad that you are with us tonight. Estamos tan contentos que están con nosotros esta noche. Thank you for joining us tonight. I share with you in English and Spanish on the third Wednesday of every month. You can also look for shows to listen to at any time you wish by looking up the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Gracias por estar con nosotros esta noche. Comparto con usted en inglés y español en el tercer miércoles de cada mes. También puede buscar programas para escuchar en cualquier momento que desee consultar el sitio web www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Thank you for joining us tonight. We will be reading in the Book of Juan, Espectáculo de esta noche en Juan. Let's see, capítulo, así, 4 y 5, un momento, we will know. Okay. I am so glad to be with all my friends tonight, those who speak Spanish. I am not fluent Spanish, but if I have it to read, I can pretty much read it. I didn't get my full script tonight, but I'm hoping I can say enough for my Spanish listeners to listen. I did get a new Bible, which has both English and Spanish side by side. So I am hoping to read in a little better way for you. So it's a little bit of Spanish, then a little bit of English, a little bit of Spanish, and then a little bit of English. Un poco español, un poco inglés, un poco español, un poco inglés, en la Biblia Juan. First, let's listen to a song and let's worship the Lord. You know, Jesus is what it's all about, and I'm here to worship the Lord tonight. I hope you will worship with me. Let's listen and worship. Here I am to worship. We will be right back in cinco minutos. Here I am to worship. Praise the name of the Lord.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say
Tonight we're going to read in the book of John, in the La Biblia 1, chapter 5, 5, in English, y Español, in English and Spanish. And we are going to learn about the healing at the pool. Jesús sana el paralítico de Bethsaida. 5. After this, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool with 5 porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethesda. A large crowd of sick people were lying on the porches, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. 5 en español. Algún tiempo después, los judíos celebran una fiesta y Jesús volvió a Jerusalén. En Jerusalén, cerca de la puerta llamada de las ovejas, hay un estanque que en hebreo se llama Bethesda. Tiene 5 pórticos en los cuales se encontraban muchos enfermos, ciegos, cojos y tullidos, echados en el suelo. Sí. In English, it's difficult to switch from one column to the other because I went to the next page. In English, a man was there who had been sick for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that the man had been sick for such a long time, so he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I don't have anyone here to put me in the pool where the water is stirred up while I am trying to get in. Somebody else gets in first." Había entre ellos un hombre que estaba enfermo desde hacía 38 años. Cuando Jesús lo vio y allí acostado y se enteró del mucho tiempo que llevaba así, le preguntó, "¿Quieres recobrar la salud?" "Do you want to get well?" he asked him. 7. In English, the sick man answered, "Sir, I don't have anyone here to put me in the water." En español, el enfermo le contestó, "Señor, no tengo a nadie que me meta en el estanque cuando se remueve el agua cada vez que quiero meterme. Otro lo hace primero. Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Jesús le dijo, "Levántate, recoge tu camilla y anda." Immediately the man got up well. He picked up his mat and started walking. En aquel momento el hombre recobró la salud, recogió su camilla y comenzó a andar. Pero como era día de reposo, this day this happened was a Sabbath. So the Jewish authorities told the man who had been healed, "This is a Sabbath, and it is against our law for you to carry your mat." Los judíos dijeron al que había sido sanado, "Hoy es día de reposo. No te está permitido llevar tu camilla." 11:11 He answered, "The man who made me well told me to pick up my mat and walk." Aquel hombre les contestó, "El que me devolvió la salud me dijo, recoge tu camilla y anda." They asked him, "Who is the man who told you to do this?" Ellos le preguntaron, "¿Quién es el que te dijo, recoge tu camilla y anda?" But the man who had been healed did not know who Jesus was, for there was a crowd in that place, and Jesus had slipped away. Pero el hombre no sabía quién la había sanado, porque Jesús había desaparecido entre la mucha gente que había ahí. Después Jesús lo encontró en el templo y le dijo. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said, "Mira ahora que hasta sano no vuelvas a pecar para que no te pase algo peor." Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said, "Listen, you are well now, so stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." El hombre se fue y comunicó a los judíos que Jesús era quien le había devuelto la salud. Por eso los judíos perseguían a Jesús, pues hacía estas cosas en el día de reposo. In English, then the man left and told the Jewish authorities that it was Jesus who had healed him. So they began to persecute Jesus because he had done this healing on a Sabbath. Jesus answered them, "My Father is always working, and I too must work." Pero Jesús le dijo, "Mi Padre siempre ha trabajado y yo también trabajo. This saying made the Jewish authorities all the more determined to kill him. Not only had he broken the Sabbath law, but he had said that God was his own Father, and in this way had made himself equal with God. Por esto los judíos tienen a más deseos de matarlo, porque no solamente no observara el mandato sobre el día de reposo, sino que además se hacía igual a Dios, al decir que Dios era su propio Padre. The authority of the Son, la autoridad del Hijo de Dios. 19. So Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing on his own. He does only what he sees his Father doing. What the Father does, the Son also does." Jesús le dijo, "Le aseguro que el Hijo ni Dios se puede hacer nada por su propia cuenta, solamente hacerle lo que debe hacer el Padre. Todo lo que hace el Padre también lo hace el Hijo. 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. He will show him even greater things to do than this, and you will be amazed. Pues el Padre ama al Hijo y le muestra todo lo que hace, y le mostrará cosas todavía más grandes que los dejarán a ustedes asombrados. Just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, in the same way, the Son gives life to those he wants to. Porque así como el Padre resucita a los muertos y les da vida, también el Hijo da vida a quienes quiere dársela. Nor does the Father himself judge anyone. He has given his Son the full right to judge. El Padre no juzga a nadie, sino que le ha dado a su Hijo todo el poder de juzgar, so that all will honor the Son in the same way as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Para que todos den al Hijo la misma honra que dan al Padre. El que no honra al Hijo, tampoco honra al Padre que lo ha enviado. I am telling you the truth. Those who hear my words and believe in him who sent me have eternal life. They will not be judged, but have already passed from death to life. Les aseguro que quien presta atención a lo que yo digo y cree en el que me envió tiene vida eterna y no será condenado, pues ya ha pasado de la muerte a la vida. I am telling you the truth. The time is coming. The time has already come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will come to life. Les aseguro que viene a la hora, y es ahora mismo, cuando los muertos oirán la voz del Hijo de Dios, y los que la oigan vivirán. Just as the Father is himself the source of life, in the same way he has made his Son to be the source of life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Porque así como el Padre tiene vida en sí mismo, así también ha hecho que el Hijo tenga vida en sí mismo. He has given the Son the right to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Y le ha dado autoridad para juzgar, por cuanto que es el Hijo del Hombre. Do not be surprised at this. The time is coming when all the dead will hear his voice. No se admiren de esto, porque va a llegar la hora en que todos los muertos oigan su voz and come out of their graves. Those who have done good will rise and live, and those who have done evil will rise and be condemned. Y el saldrán de las tumbas los que hicieron el bien. Resucitarán para tener vida, pero los que hicieron el mal resucitarán para ser condenados. Witnesses to Jesus. Pruebas de la autoridad de Jesús. I can do nothing on my own authority. I judge only as God tells me. So my judgment is right, because I am not trying to do what I want, but only what He who sent me wants. Yo no puedo hacer nada por mi propia cuenta. Juzgo según el Padre me ordena, y mi juicio es justo, pues no trato de hacer mi voluntad, sino la voluntad del Padre que me ha enviado. 31. If I testify on my own behalf, what I say is not to be accepted as real proof, sino diera testimonio en fervor mío. Mi testimonio no valdría como prueba. But there is someone else who testifies on my behalf, and I know that what he says about me is true. Pero hay otro que da testimonio en favor mío, y me consta que su testimonio se va como prueba. John is the one to whom you sent your messengers, and he spoke on behalf of the truth. Ustedes enviaron a preguntarle a Juan, y lo que él contestó es cierto. It is not that I must have a human witness. I say this only in order that you may be saved. Pero no dependo del testimonio de ningún hombre. Solo digo para que ustedes puedan ser salvos. John was like a lamp, burning and shining, and you were willing for a while to enjoy his light. Juan era como un hombre para que había y alumbrada y ustedes que hicieron gozar de su luz por un corto tiempo. But I have a witness on my behalf, which is even greater than the witness that John gave. What I do, that is, the deeds my Father gave me to do, these speak on my behalf and show that the Father has sent me. Pero tengo a mi favor una prueba mejor que la dada por Juan. Lo que yo hago, que es lo que el Padre me encargó que hiciera, comprueba que de veras el Padre me ha enviado. And the Father who sent me also testifies on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his face. Y también el Padre que me ha enviado da pruebas a mi favor, a pesar de que ustedes nunca han oído su voz ni lo han visto. And you do not keep his message in your hearts, for you do not believe in the one whom he sent. Ni tampoco su mensaje vive en ustedes, porque no creen en aquel que el Padre envió. 39 in a minute, but I think we'll take a break at this point, and we'll listen to a beautiful song. Un momento, escuchen para la música. The song, let's see, as soon as I get my screen up. There we go. I'm sorry about that. Lo siento. Let's listen to, escuchen, How Great is Our God. Cerca de 4 minutos. I'll be right back in about 4 minutes. And you know, it just moved on me. Sorry about this. This is not working right tonight. So we'll do How Great is Our God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah in English. Hallelujah in Espanol. How great. Oh, it's going to do Christ alone. We'll listen to Christ alone. We'll be right back in 6 minutes. In about 6 minutes. Stay with me. Be right back. Well, we are reading the Gospel according to John, and we're finding about the Word of Life, el Evangelio según San Juan, la Palabra de Dios hecha hombre. We are reading in English and Spanish, in English y Español. We're at verse 39, 39. You study the scriptures because you think that in them you will find eternal life. And these very scriptures speak about me, yet you are not willing to come to me in order to have life. En español, ustedes estudian las escrituras con mucho cuidado porque esperan encontrar en ellas la vida eterna. Sin embargo, aunque son las escrituras las que hablan de mí, ustedes no quieren venir a mí para tener esa vida. I am not looking for human praise, but I know what kind of people you are, and I know you have no love of God in your heart. Yo no acepto honores que vengan de los hombres. Además, los conozco a ustedes y sé que no aman a Dios. I have come with my Father's authority, but you have not received me. When, however, someone comes with his own authority, you will receive him. Yo he venido en nombre de mi Padre. Y ustedes no me aceptan. El cambio, si viniera otro en nombre propio, a ese lo aceptarán. 44, you like to receive praise from one another, but you do not try to win praise from the one who alone is God. How then can you believe me? ¿Cómo pueden creer ustedes si reciben honores los unos de los otros y no buscan los honores que vienen del Dios único? 45. Do not think, however, that I am the one who will accuse you to my Father. Moses, in whom you have put your hope, is the very one who will accuse you. No creen que los voy a acusar delante de mi Padre. El que los acusa es Moses mismo, en quien ustedes han puesto su esperanza. If you really believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. Porque si ustedes creeran lo que dijo Moses, también me creían a mí, porque Moses escribió acerca de mí. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how can you believe what I say? Pero si no creen lo que él escribió, ¿cómo van a creer lo que yo les digo? Well, that's the reading of chapter 5, que es San Juan 5 in la Biblia. In the book, in the Bible. And we are so glad that you have been listening with us tonight. We are going to give people now an opportunity to join God's family. And you can say this prayer with me if you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you so much that your Son died on the cross for my sins, and that my sins are all forgiven if I simply ask for your forgiveness. I confess I have sinned and have been walking in darkness. I want to step out of darkness and walk in the light. I ask for your forgiveness and ask Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior to be my friend and guide who walks with me all the days of my life. I receive the Holy Spirit into my life as a gift you have given us to guide us in our Christian walk with you. Thank you so much for giving me hope and the gift of eternal life. I look forward to being with you in heaven one day and with all of God's family. I pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're so grateful that you have just received the Lord as your Savior. And we know that the angels in heaven are singing. Oro en español. Estamos tan contentos que están con nosotros esta noche. Dios quiere que todos los pueblos del mundo a unirse a su familia. Usted puede unirse a la familia de Dios ahora mismo. Puede hacer una oración conmigo. Querido Padre Celestial, gracias por lo mucho que su Hijo murió en la cruz por mis pecados y que mis pecados han sido perdonados si yo simplemente pido su perdón. Confieso que he pecado y he estado caminando en la oscuridad. Quiero salir de la oscuridad y en la luz. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Les pido su perdón y perdí a Jesús en mi corazón como mi Señor y Salvador. Para ser mi amigo y guía que camina con nosotros todos los días de mi vida. Puedo recibir el Espíritu Santo en mi vida como el don que nos he dado para guiarnos en nuestro caminar cristiano con vosotros. Muchas gracias por darme esperanza y el don de la vida eterna. Miro adelante a estar contigo en el cielo un día con toda la familia de Dios. Pido esto en el precioso nombre de Jesús. Amén. Aleluya. Alabado sea el Señor. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and please remember that I share with you in English and Spanish on the third Wednesday of every month. But you can also look for shows to listen at any time of day or night, 24/7, if you wish, by looking up the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You can scroll down and look for shows that are dated the third Wednesday of the month in the year 2013. So until next time, God bless you. And remember, God loves you. And I love you too. Gracias por estar con nosotros esta noche. Comparto con usted en inglés y español en el tercer miércoles de cada mes. También puede buscar programas para escuchar en cualquier momento que desee consultando en sitio web www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Hasta la próxima. Dios lo bendiga. Y recuerda, Dios te ama y te amo. Bye-bye. Adios. I'm going to say it again in English, that remember, God loves you, and we love you. And until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning. God bless you. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.